Ken.
Yes.
There's that music that makes you could, makes you wish you could make it louder and louder and louder until your father screamed out, "Turn that shit down."
Hello there.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Now,
mm-hmm.
This is episode 62. Yes, yes. Mm. Episode 62, mm. January the 10th.
Mm. We've jumped an episode. Have we?
Yes.
Okay. No problem.
You have to give away my secrets, my magic.
You need to get back in that closet.
So?
From 2 weeks ago, I think.
I held my hands really tightly and yes. I missed last week's.
I wish. Why did you do that?
Look, it's technical, but here's a hint.
Ah, I see.
He knows that sound.
Yeah.
That's right. So, not that long ago, Punjab got up and got up and sang a couple of songs.
Yes, he sang the a part of the Bangladeshi national anthem.
From his anthem, yes.
Yes.
And from his album, I mean.
Yes, called Anthems of Bangladesh.
Yes. And the response was so incredible.
Was it?
Incredible.
Incredible.
People said,
"Yes,
why hasn't he got his own podcast?"
They ask this.
And I said, well, if we ever unchain him, it's possible.
Yes.
But for now, he'll always be our little love slave.
Oh. What the hell's wrong with that guy? There are no chains. I'm here for love. Okay. And the food and the cheese. I still don't like the ins of fluff.
All right. Well.
He hates the ins of fluff.
I've got this sitar here.
Yes, you do.
Yes, we do. Punjab?
Yep.
Listen to this. What do you think, buddy?
Stop that.
Okay. He's now, a bit I know offended.
Punjab can play.
Well, he can play beautifully. So can our special guest who's just come in for this as well.
Fatso.
Fatso.
Fatso going to play.
Actually. Do you want to get that?
Yeah, yeah. Hang on. Oh.
Tripped. Tripped up.
Look out for the sitar. You only hired it for the day.
Hello, hello, Ken.
Come in, hang on.
Hello, Mike. Hello, Con. Just hello, Pappy.
There we go. Now, Fatso.
Yeah.
I know that you're a man of many talents.
Yeah. Meters running, drummer. Hurry up.
Great drummer.
What the hell was that noise?
I did not know.
What's that noise?
That noise was me locking in the safe.
Stop that.
Because you're here. I did not know that you played the sitar.
Oh, yeah, of course I did.
Not your first instrument, I would
think. No, I used to play the drums with a sitar.
Oh, okay.
I used to whack it. Oh, the cacophony. That was the name of our band. Oh, the cacophony.
Have you ever sat on a sitar?
I've sat on a sitar and I've appeared on a sitar. And once I did a sitar about sitting on a sitar.
Okay.
And then the settee, I sat on the settee while playing the sitar, writing a satire about sitting on a sitar.
Beautiful. Well,
what the fuck's wrong with that guy?
Shut up.
Well, the reason why you're...
Chocolate bullet. Shut up.
The reason why you're here...
Yeah.
...is because Marty has contacted you to come in and play sitar...
Yes.
...for Punjab, who's going to sing...
Yes.
...his new national anthem...
Well, it's not his new national anthem. I believe it's the national anthem.
Is it?
Yes.
He didn't do his own version or anything?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's what he presented to me.
This is off the album?
Yes.
So should we...
National Anthems of Bangladesh.
Yeah. I'll get this microphone set up for him to sing.
Yes.
Two. How's that? Puni, is that all right?
Okay. Yes.
Good.
Beautiful. All right. So here we go. I'll give Fatso the sitar now, so there'll be a bit of movement.
Yeah.
And then... Punjab will come to his mic and we'll get this song. It's a world first.
All right, here we go. Let me get this strap on around.
On the floor,
to school, cause all the children have jobs. Oh, Bangladesh, all our clothes are nice. You could get a cheap t-shirt if we have your size. Oh, Bangladesh, we eat lots of rice. If by lots you mean not much, then you're pretty right. No place is worse. We have plague and AIDS and rats. And that was the last verse.
Shut up.
Whoa, that was fantastic.
You like that?
Oh.
That was something, honey. Beautiful job.
Very good. Very, very good.
That was lovely. Well done.
Yes. Fatso, are you going to stick around?
No, I'm doing the 449 to Coburg on the tram and I've got to get on.
Okay, good. It must be hard to get to it from Sunbury, but still.
It has its challenges.
You should get a tram built to Sunbury because I'd appreciate that.
A lot of digging involved.
Well, my dad's going to give me the free pass, so, you know, I'm not getting to use it. So if you can help me out, I'd love that.
All right. I'll mention it to the boys back there.
All right. Well, thank you. Thanks for coming, and I hope you had a good Christmas and a good New Year. Oh, no.
Oh, God.
You sat on Punjab.
Get off me, you fat fuck.
God. I thought he was a cowbell.
All right. Thanks for coming. Now, today, Marty.
Yes, Kenneth.
We are talking about Sting.
Sting.
One of my favorite singers in the world. Sting.
You like the Sting?
I love the high voice.
Yeah.
I love Paul McCartney. I love, anyone. I like Coldplay. Well, I like all the whole.
Marina Pryor.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, Sting.
Yes. Well,
Sting was in the Police.
For a while.
Yeah.
Until there was an incident.
There was. He had a bad police report. Yes. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Now, Sting, what happened was they did the Synchronicity album.
Ooh, do we share this nightmare?
What?
That's the line from Synchronicity.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, they were fighting like cats and dogs.
Cats and dogs don't fight.
Well, give me an example then, please.
Of what?
Of someone who does fight.
A boxer.
Okay, they were fighting like boxers.
Better.
Doesn't really work, I don't think.
No, it rolls
they're
off
fighting
the
like boxer and boxer.
Makes more sense than that other shit.
So, Sting said, I've had enough. I'm breaking up the band.
Yes. And the band said?
Well, the other two quickly said, uh-oh, we should have been quiet because their careers were basically over then. I mean, Stewart went on to do Rumblefish.
And do the music for The Equalizer.
That's right. That's right, he did.
But the other guy, nothing.
No, well, I believe that Andy Summer has just joined the Police tribute band, which is the saddest thing in the world.
Mm.
Isn't that horrible?
That's like a Charlie Chaplin going in a Charlie Chaplin lookalike contest and coming second.
Yes, which I think happened.
I know. It did happen.
Yeah. So Sting, who, you know, had more talent in his fingernail than most people, said...
How much talent have you got in your fingernail?
I've got a little bit, but not a Sting amount.
Not Sting-esque, as they say.
No. No. And so he said, that's all right. I got no problem. I'll be fine.
Mm.
So he decided to go into jazz. Now, two things strangely happened.
Dream of the Blue Turtles.
That's right. Excellent. Excellent. Good on you, Marty. Yes. He, guess what? Triple platinum.
Triple.
Within a year.
Triple.
That's a lot of sales.
Yeah, it's a lot. A
lot of sales. Decided to
play. How much is a platinum?
Platinum.
Well, it depends if you're talking now or then. Are you talking in America?
I don't know.
Let's do that.
Okay. How much is a platinum?
All right. In America, it's...
A million?
500,000 units.
Oh, units, eh? That's a lot of flats.
Yeah. No album was certified platinum this year.
Get out.
I suppose because of the COVID.
And the streaming.
Hang on, it says here platinum a million.
I would have thought a million.
Gold is 500,000.
I would have thought, yeah. Gold used to be 100,000.
Did it?
Yeah, in Australia.
Yeah, well, this is America. That's what I mean. I think in America, Australia is different. I think platinum, because not as many people in Australia, I think platinum is about 40, 45.
That's not many.
That's
I could buy that myself.
That's right.
I went platinum. Actually, I went to the record shop. Then I went platinum.
It went platinum while I was at the record
exactly.
shop.
Exactly.
Yes, that's right. So anyhow, Sting.
Why are you buying 45 copies, they said. I said, I want to listen to it 45 times. But sir, I said, don't interrupt. Would you like a bag? Would you like a bag?
This is why you don't get very good service.
Yeah.
You just don't repeat things that people say.
Oh, yeah. That's how Punjab argues. You ever try to argue with him?
No.
Oh, yeah. Shocking. He's irrevocable.
You know, if you go into a Chinese shop to get your takeaway.
I bet you went into a Chinese shop to get a takeaway.
You don't say to them.
You don't say it.
When they say.
You don't say it.
When they say, do you want soy on your soy sauce?
Do you want soy on your soy sauce?
You don't say.
It's impossible to argue with him.
You don't say back to him. Do you want soy sauce?
Well, you see, now that's a funny thing you should say that.
Mm.
Because the first time that I went to America, land of opportunity,
yes.
I was but 11 years old.
Ooh.
And I went with my mother and my father together as a threesome.
Yes.
And we went on Viva America,
wow.
Where you visit, you have 45 minutes in Los Angeles, 12 minutes in Vegas, 16 minutes in San Francisco, and 750,000 years in Hawaii. That's what it felt. It was the strangest tour ever.
Yes.
It never stopped rushing everywhere. But there were people, you're not going to believe this. It was offered as a competition on some radio show to a family pass.
Yes.
To go on Viva America. And it was to promote Viva America.
Yes.
And the people who won it were mentally challenged.
Yeah.
From a home in the Western Sydney suburbs. And it was two men and a woman. Two men and a woman.
Yes.
Yes. And on the way over, one of the men went berserk on the Air New Zealand flight,
yeah.
And ripped all the seats up, went crazy, and they arrested him when he landed in Los Angeles. And back in those days, you couldn't fly direct. You had to fly 14 different stops before you got there.
Yes.
And the first stop was Auckland, and it was pouring rain. And this guy ran out in the – it's just one of the guys – ran from the terminal to the plane to go up to the stairs, sprinted like you've never seen anybody sprint, and then stood at the bottom of the stairs waiting for everybody else. Got soaking wet waiting for everybody else. But, why did he run? You know what I mean?
The guy,
one of the crazy people. Yes.
What was his plan?
We don't know, but it was hysterically funny. And Dad, we only just met them. You know, like we met them getting on the plane in Sydney, because we flew Melbourne, Sydney, Auckland, Pago.
Wow.
Papeete in Tahiti, Honolulu in Hawaii, Los Angeles. It took 27 hours.
Oh, goodness.
It was a very, very arduous journey. Honestly, we felt like convicts. And we finally got there, right? And they'd arrested this other cat.
Yeah.
They'd run out of anything to drink whatsoever except grapefruit juice just after we left Hawaii. So we had 5 hours of nothing but grapefruit
on
juice.
On the plane?
I can't drink grapefruit juice.
Oh.
I hate it. Oh, now sure. I hate it more.
Why not?
It's still from my childhood, the grape juice. The
grapefruit incident.
Ugh. It was known as grapefruit a loser. We were the losers. Anyway, we land in Los Angeles, right? Mm-hmm. And we found out that this guy, the woman didn't say anything. She never said a word.
Yes.
She just stared at everybody. Very disconcerting. She had hair like a fright wig, yes. And stared at everybody, just grinding her teeth.
Was part of the prize traveling with your family?
It was all a group. It was 40 of us.
But it wasn't like...
No, we weren't the chaperones. No, not at all. No, okay. We were just buying tickets on a tour.
Yeah.
And we just happened to buy tickets on the tour where these people had won these three things on the radio thing, right?
Mm. Keep going. I like this.
It's freaking hilarious. Anyway, this guy answered. The reason I'm getting to this is because this guy answered a question with exactly the same question. The guy that kept with us.
Yes.
He was harmless, but he would grind his teeth too. And if you said to him, like the hostie came up, we found this out because he was sitting next to Dad. The hostie comes up and says, "Would you like coffee?" Grinds his teeth, stares at her and says, "Would you like coffee?" And then there's an awkward silence while the person absorbs the fact that they've just been bounced straight back,
yeah,
like they've talked to a mirror. And she said, "No, I'm curious if you want coffee." To which he responds, "Well, I'm curious if you want coffee." It fucking went, oh, my God. And, like, Mum's looking at me going, we've got these twitches for 21 days, right? And it was just hysterical. Imagine them in Vegas. It just imagine them. And we somehow managed to pick the worst hotel they put us. This is a shit tour. It was the worst, cheapest, because, you know, there's no money in showbiz back then.
No.
You know, this is like 1972 or 73. So we visited, we went and saw Hallelujah Hollywood. We saw the Rat Pack. You know, we did, like, we did all of that.
And saw the Rat Pack.
We saw the Rat Pack at the Sands.
Wow.
That's something. Anyway, well, some of them. Anyway, we were staying at this hotel. I can't remember what it was called, but it was on the strip, but it wasn't a big hotel. It was like a motel.
Yeah.
Squashed between the hotels.
Yes.
And the carpet was made out of rayon or something, because whenever you took two steps and touched the doorknob, ooh, it was like you were in Texas being killed.
Prodded.
Yes, it was the electric chair every time we touched it, and nobody wanted to touch it. So we're all walking around with our jumpers in our hands to touch a doorknob or anything. God, it was funny. The taps in the bathrooms were like that. Everything, oh, man, it was just hysterical. It was the funniest tour.
Wow.
San Francisco, he got sick, this guy. He got so...
But they're still with you, these
oh,
people.
Oh, yeah, the whole
didn't
tour.
Didn't they arrest him, the guy?
No, they arrested the third guy.
He's gone?
He's gone. They
and
were,
now you got the
two brothers and a sister.
The grinders, the teeth grinders.
Exactly. One not saying anything and one only ever saying what you said to him.
Did they look... You know.
Oh, yeah. They looked exactly as you can imagine.
Right. And that never occurred to anyone that
no.
maybe separate them from
they want it fair and square. And I think the people who ran the halfway house, I want to say, that they were all living in,
yeah,
went, that's them for 3 weeks. Thanks very much.
Put the feet up.
Yep, exactly. Man, I tell you.
So they would eat with you? They would go anywhere that you went as part of that excursion? Eating.
Mm.
You had to sit with them.
Mm.
They didn't have their own table or anything? High chair?
No, we used to sort of big on big tables, you know, like they'd book 40 in a restaurant. We'd all be just there.
Did you ever think his name was Marty? Because you said, "Hi, I'm Marty," and he said, "Hi, I'm Marty."
No, I know. Well, I was only a kid,
mm,
you know, so it wasn't, I didn't really interact with them very much.
Yes.
I was more an observer. But Dad found them hysterically funny. And the next tour we did was to Asia, but we went the other end. We got a really luxurious tour, staying in the most beautiful hotels. But we got this guy who was the mascot of the Dapto Canaries Rugby League Football Club in just south of Wollongong there. And his name was Cedric. And he was lovely, but...
He used to live with his mother and he talked like that. And any time you told him a joke, he said, "Oh, too crude for my liking."
So every time we toured, we got a strange person. So we started to do the independent tours after that.
Wasn't it? Did you play the casino? Yeah, did you play the casino when, was it Cedric? The guy who used to go around dancing and.
Oh, yeah. And
was his name Cedric?
A car fell on him.
A car fell on him. I went to his house. He had a Ford or something.
He used to wear no underpants.
Yeah, because he said to me, I drive a Lamborghini.
Mm.
I thought he was an eccentric old man dancing around the room.
Mm.
And we went to his house. He had lunch for me and the kids. They were little kids then.
Mm.
And he had a Ford but with a Lamborghini written on it, on the front. And that's how he died. He was under the car fixing it and it fell on him. And when they looked at his camera, it had our pictures on it.
Our pictures.
Well, not you, but me and my family.
Okay.
And we went to the funeral. This is in those days you do things like, this is stupid, isn't it?
No, it's nice.
Well, it's nice.
I didn't know where his funeral was.
It was in Faulkner. And
I thought they could have just mailed him there.
And Adrian Scott did the eulogy.
Did he?
Because no one knew him. He didn't really have any friends.
How funny.
So Adrian got up and said, you know, I used to play and he'd come and do his dance. And
yeah.
I'm sure he was a lovely guy. He had probably had a great family. He'd
never wore underpants. Wore gabardine trousers, no underpants.
Yeah.
They're very revealing.
And wherever he went, a crowd followed because they loved him, and the casino hated him.
Mm.
Yeah, they didn't like him. They couldn't throw him out, but because he's an attraction.
Mm.
As was Sting.
Mm.
How many records has he sold?
350 million.
That's correct. On the nose.
What? That's insane.
What?
Out of all those numbers I could have picked.
That's right.
I could have picked 122,391 and a half.
Yep.
But no?
No.
350 million on the button.
On the button.
You're quite gifted.
So?
How much do I weigh?
Oh, 32 kilos.
Ha ha! Joke's on you. I got stuff in my pockets.
He's quite svelte.
He reminds me of, you know, when you have the emoji and it's happy and there's this little...
The poo?
The poo?
No, not the poo. Not the poo.
You call me poo?
I didn't call you poo.
The you little, call me poo?
No. The no. little dancing black emoji.
Dance, you're the dancing emoji.
Oh, no, he's going to pick that up from now on.
I'm going to pick that up from now on.
What?
What?
That... Sting has won 16 Grammys.
You've won 16 Grammys.
I wish.
You wish.
What did he do when he before he became a pop star?
He was a teacher.
Correct. And a tax collector. Yeah, not at the same time.
Not carpet tax.
Eh?
Not carpet tax.
No, because you have to take up the carpet.
Ah.
He's right. You got to take up the tax before you can take up the carpet.
What the fuck's he talking about?
What are you talking about?
It's Groucho Marx.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know that.
We should take up the tax.
Huh?
No, let's take up the carpet. He's right, you know. You got to take up the tax before you take up the carpet.
Oh, God.
Okay. Now, here's some interesting facts about Sting.
He doesn't think you're funny.
You ready? Ready? Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
He has 5 children and he says they will not inherit his $180 million fortune.
Why? Did he only make 50 cents an album?
Well, he tours a lot. Does tour a lot. In fact, he tours more than anyone.
Shouldn't
I've
ever he make money out of the touring?
When you're at that stage, you do.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. If he sold 350 million records and he tours a lot and he's only got $180 million, what's he doing?
Well, that's what I'm about to tell you. He has more than 100 people on his payroll, and he said there won't be much money left because we are spending it like crazy.
Yeah.
He owns a vineyard in Tuscany.
A Tuscany vineyard.
Yeah. He owns apartments in, well, London for sure, New York, Paris. He's got it all.
Madrid?
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe.
Maybe.
His first solo album, I told you, went triple platinum in a year.
Mm-hmm.
It won every award, best male performance, best jazz. Now.
Which album? Turtles.
Turtles, yeah.
Great album.
Yeah, brilliant album. Now, let's go forward.
Not as good as his next.
His next album.
10 Summoner's Tales.
No.
No, no, no. No.
Nothing Like the Sun.
Englishman in New York was on the second one.
Nothing Like the Sun.
Yes, that's right.
Which is a good album.
Yes.
Too much reverb on the vocal.
I concur.
If you ask me.
Yes.
It's well
said. I'm an alien.
Oh, that's a great song.
Yeah, it's on that album.
Isn't that a great song?
It's a great song.
Yeah, yeah.
But then 10 Summoner's Tales, a masterpiece.
One of the, yes. Excellent. That and The Soul Cages was another fantastic album.
Do you know why he called it 10 Summoner's Tales?
Well, his last name is Summers.
No, because there were 10.
Ah, it's 10 songs.
Yeah.
Where's Summoners come from?
Sumner? Oh, it was his name.
Okay, Summers.
But there were 10 of them.
Yeah, yeah. That had...
His name was Gordon Sumner.
What's the song?
Which one?
What's the big
hit?
Song
the big hit.
A number of them.
You know it.
Yeah, Every Breath
if
You Take.
If I ever... No, that's the police.
Oh, yeah.
If I ever lose my faith... You can do that.
Oh, yeah.
You
if I
that.
Ever lose my faith...
That's a great song. That's, I reckon, the perfect single to me.
Great song.
Now,
if you know, I reckon the perfect single was Reminiscing, Little River Man. And I wanted to say we were very remiss not to mention that when we were talking about our top Australian songs.
Well, I don't think it was in the list.
Insane. What a beautifully produced and written song.
Yes. David Briggs wrote that. Did he?
Great song.
No, he didn't. Graham Gables wrote it.
Great song.
I like it. It's a bit maltzy-scaltzy for me.
Maltzy-scaltzy.
You know me.
I don't know what that means.
I'm a bit more of a headbanger.
Yeah, you like to bang the head.
I do, yeah.
And so, now we see the result.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm not really...
Dint.
I'm not keen. That's what Uncle Mops meant, remember?
Oh, yeah.
It means dents in the head.
I know.
Yeah. Now, let's fast forward to Desert Rose.
Shaking their heads.
Remember Desert Rose?
Remember it, sure. Yeah. Terrible.
What? Terrible. You don't like that song?
You didn't like it?
I love it.
You liked it?
No, I love it.
You like it?
What happened was? That album, Brand New Day, incredible album, by the way.
Brand New Day, great song.
Also a great song, yeah.
Great song.
It was doing all right. Not spectacular business, but doing all right.
Mm.
They filmed the video and they decided to film Sting in the back of a luxury automobile.
Mm-hmm.
No songs were getting airplay, by the way.
Mm.
So they did Desert Rose. They did the video clip in the back of a Jaguar.
I see.
And Sting's manager said, I'm going to go and talk to Jaguar and show them the video. He did. They loved it. They played the ad using Sting's song. The album went berserk, absolutely berserk. It did.
Like Baby Can You Drive My Car when Holden used it to promote Barina.
Yes.
Well, it was they big paid, for the Beatles then.
Yes. I don't think
that really helped the Beatles.
I don't think that.
That got them somewhere, finally.
Yes. I think they would have paid a lot of money
about
for that
time,
Beatles
I say.
Song. They're very expensive to have a Beatles
$250,000, I heard.
Yes. That's right, isn't it? Mm. Very expensive. It's $80,000 to have It's Because I Love You.
Mm.
He told me that was his retirement fund, that song. And I just heard it the other day on an ad about Aboriginal rights. So they're, you know, still using it. So the song got heard.
It was Glenn Wheatley, wasn't it? Did he write that?
No.
Ross. Who?
Jim Keys.
Ah, Jimmy Keys. Yeah. I thought he was dead.
But no, that's not Jim. You went a bit Italian there.
Yeah, you did. What was that in there?
No.
That's the end of it, right? See ya.
Yeah. I think we nearly got through it except for the Tank Trick sets. Make love for 7 hours a day.
Without touching anybody?
No, without it exploding.
I thought it was not touching.
You implode.
Do you?
No, you can touch. You can do everything.
You implode?
Yes, you hold it in.
Oh, hey,
seven hours.
Your nose is running.
Stop. Let's go to the joke on that horrible bloody.
And now it's time for Maury's Joke of the Week. This woman was in her backyard and she heard her neighbour's kid crying, so she stuck her head over the side fence and asked the little girl what was going on, what's wrong, what's wrong? And the girl said, my doggie's gone and I'm scared he's going to die and he's at the vet and I've had him since I was a baby and she's crying. And the woman said, listen, don't cry. If he does die, you'll bury him underneath that beautiful tree there and you'll say a prayer and then mummy and daddy will prepare a wake for him. She said, what's a wake? She said, well, it's when all your friends come over and they bring you presents and there'll be cake and lemonade and lots of lollies and you'll have a party. She said, can we kill him now?
Jens, amazing fat challenge. Oh, good. I like that.
Thank you, Fatso, for that little surprise appearance.
Well, I've got to go now.
Are you going? Off you go. All right. Oh, driving again? Driving
no,
taxis?
No.
What are you doing?
I've moved up in the world.
Yes?
I'm driving trams.
Driving trams?
Yeah. It's good.
Well, I hope you go well with that. My dad was in the tramways, so this...
Yeah, I know.
That means mention my name.
That's how I got a job.
Is it?
Yeah.
You mentioned my dad's name.
Yeah.
Fadge.
I didn't say Fadge.
Francis Alfred John.
I didn't say that.
What did you say?
I said... If you don't give me a job, I'm bringing Kim Murdoch down here who will sing to you. And they all said, all right, you're in.
Okay, all right, good. Good to know that the Murdoch name still carries weight.
No, you're up on the wall.
I've got
a big line. I diagonally threw it in a circle around your head.
No Murdochs allowed. Mm. I've actually got a my dad's pass that lets me go on any public transport for free. All right, here we go. Three facts. And this week we're doing some facts about the Bible.
Ooh.
So I hope you know. Are you biblical, Matthew? Religious man?
Michael, I guess. How's you going?
Eh?
No, my name, no, it's not it.
No, but Fatso calls you Michael.
He doesn't know your name.
No.
Right. Okay, you didn't answer the question. All right. Three facts, one is wrong. There are around 185 songs in the Bible.
Songs?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't understand what you mean. You mean like lyrics written in the Bible?
Who knows?
No, you need to know because you're telling me it's a fact.
Yeah, well, songs, you know.
What, like Good Ship Venus or something is in there?
I don't know about that one.
But you're saying like it's a song. Like
in verse film?
Matthew chapter 9, verse 4.
What a right
all the girls I've loved before.
That could be it. That could be it.
Are you saying it's structured like that? Because I'm saying there might have been a lot of songs about the Bible.
No, in the Bible.
He's got the whole world in his hands, those sort of things.
Yeah, no, in the Bible.
Okay, I don't know about that, but go on.
There are, no, not there, there is.
Is,
A talking donkey in the Bible.
Yes.
Okay.
Francis, his name was.
Okay.
St. Francis.
Yes.
Of a Nene.
Okay. The Bible has been translated into over 1,000 languages. Mm. Now, which one of those is wrong? Languages, songs, donkey.
Songs.
No.
Look, Ken, honestly, I want you to show me a song in the Bible.
I don't know the Bible. I've never read the Bible in my life.
It's a great read.
I know how it ends.
It's a great read.
Well, isn't it, you know, and thou shalt giveth thee, you know, 86 nights ago.
That was Lincoln, but close enough. Okay. Very close.
What about you? The talking donkey didn't surprise you?
No, I'm unsurprised by talking animals.
Okay. Well, I can't give
you any dog more. Spoke to me last night. You know what she said?
What?
No one will believe you. That's all she said.
It's very clever.
I didn't sleep all night.
She's a good dog, Stella.
You know what I saw, speaking of the Bible?
What?
A beautiful picture painted in the Middle Ages.
Yeah.
This is true.
Hmm?
Of the baby Jesus in the manger with the three wise men and the Mary and the Joseph, the little baby, the nativity scene. Right?
Yes.
It's a Christmas scene. On the post that's holding up the roof is a cross.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
Sorry.
Why? You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
It's a little baby.
Yeah, that's right.
Nothing's happened yet.
Yeah, that's right.
Jeez. Spoiler, don't look up.
Yeah, exactly.
But 33 years later, not so good.
No.
And that's the other thing. Fervent Christians wear the cross, observe the cross, worship the cross.
Mm.
At what point do you think Jesus would go, gee, I like the cross? You know, the cross doesn't represent pain or fear to me at all. I love the cross.
Yeah.
He was killed on a cross.
That's right.
Why would you? Anyway.
Not a preferable brand, but a friend of mine, a very religious person, said to me, and he was serious, he said, no, not that religious, Christian.
Oh, yeah.
He said, people who knock religion, in particular Christianity, he said, if man evolved from monkeys, how come there's still monkeys?
Yes, it's a very common argument.
Yes.
And evolution can coexist with creationism, which is the Christian belief of how we got here.
Yep.
Evolution just suggests that there are splits in the development of animals and creatures.
Where were you when I needed you?
Well, there was a pretty basic kind of answer. For example, dinosaurs evolved into birds and lizards. So there's a split.
Where's the talking fish? Walking fish.
There is a walking fish.
Okay. There you go.
The oxolotl.
Beg your pardon?
Oxolotl, Mexican walking fish.
Oxolotl.
Oxolotl is the Mexican. The shit I know is insane, but it's never going to do me any good.
No.
But I know it. Oxolotl, look it up.
Oh, goodbye.
It's a walking fish. You goodbye.
You goodbye.
Hey, what do you think about that?
I think that the scores are pretty even.
Do you?
Yep.
I think it's a fiasco.
Right, and you get some wrong.
I think you're the same. You get some right and get some wrong.
True. That's true.
You're the one with all the research facilities.
And I'm the one that's got the paper in front
exactly.
of me.
Exactly. Yeah. You still get it wrong.
It's not easy.
No.
Being me.
Not easy being him. It's... He doesn't sleep in the roof.
Wow. You're lucky I even invited you in, Punjab. I didn't. I had...
You're lucky I invited you in.
Okay, I see how that works. It does work good.
It does work good.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Now, you remember I said to you.
You can't argue.
I cannot.
No, remember, you cannot.
Remember I said to you last week.
He's a kick-ass arguer. I tell you, man, guy's got it going on.
It's actually a very good.
Yeah.
Come back to an argument. Just absolute, repeat what they say.
Absolutely.
I'm going to punch you in the face. I'm going to punch you in the face.
I yeah. kill you.
Yeah. Well, no, you went off script. Now, remember last week I told you that the Paul Hogan movie is one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life.
Which one?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Paul Hogan or whatever it's called.
Well, with all the celebrities in it.
Yes. The latest like one. No. We talked about it last week.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
Oh, that's right. We did. Sorry. God, that was a long time
but
ago.
But this week.
This is a very confusing concept.
An even worse movie. It's called Straight to Hell.
Straight to Hell. No turning for you.
Directed by Alex Cox.
I love him. And his sister, Isaac.
That's a good name for a gay man.
Mm.
Isaac Cox.
You had to. You just, okay.
You said girl.
That's right, Ken, because I didn't want to marginalize anybody. But we've fucked that up. All right.
If you're worried about being... un-PC now.
No.
You're in the wrong place.
No, I'm not. I just don't want people to feel bad about their choices. I don't want them to make me feel bad about my choices either.
What about...
If my choice is to make them feel bad about their choices?
What about people's choices to be Chinese?
What about the people's choices to be our wards?
What about Yoko Ono? Her choice. Destroyed her.
Yeah, no, she got no good. One egg.
You destroyed a few people here.
Mm, we have. We've ruined them. Yep. Tony Katz, he'll never be the same.
I don't even know.
No. Stray Cats now.
Yeah, what about... Sean O'Kelly, you ridiculed his balloon.
Don't company. Say balloon.
Didn't I fix it then?
No. Oh, you listened
regressed.
Back. Yeah.
All right, Straight to Hell.
Sammy Snare, that guy is hopeless.
It's a girl.
Okay.
What about Susie Salmon?
Ah, another guy.
Rick Pickett.
Rick Pickett, little Rick Pickett.
Yeah,
I'll never get better.
There's many of them.
If you pick it,
by the way, if you want your name mentioned.
Yes, for God's sake, don't tell us.
No, comment in the comment section on Facebook.
Really? Is that how you do it?
That will do it.
That will finally get my name mentioned?
Yeah. Well, you can if you want, but...
You never mention me.
I'm always talking about you.
No, you don't.
I always say, I love you so much.
You don't say that to me.
You, I'm not crazy about.
You, I'm not crazy about.
Again.
Again.
Again with the argument.
Again with the argument.
Okay.
What are you laughing at?
Straight to hell.
Straight to hell.
Alex Cox.
Suck Cox.
No.
Oh. I go back to work.
All right, thank you. Boop, boop, boop. Go push your button. Boop, boop. What are you doing? Boop, boop, boop.
He's playing Trouble.
Don't play Trouble. Play. Boop, boop, boop. Play. Hit the buttons. Boop, boop. Punjab. Boop, 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 boop. Hit that. Hit the button,
stop
Punjab.
That. Stop that. Boop,
boop. Hit the button. Come on.
Okay.
You got it?
Mm.
All right. Thank you. All right. Boop, boop. Hang on. Punjab?
What the hell's going on with you two? Fight like cats and dogs.
Ah, that doesn't work anymore.
No, it's raining
fight like
cats and dogs.
Boxes and boxes.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. All right. Straight to hell.
Costing to hell.
$1 million to make.
It's not far.
Eh? It's not far. Going to Straight to Hell.
Yeah.
Yeah. It took $212,000 in box office. It's atrocious. There's a reason why it's so bad. It's let me give you the stars. It stars Joe Strummer from The Clash.
I love him.
Yep. You know why he's called Strummer? Because of the way he
plays guitar.
Yeah. I did not know that.
It's not a big reach.
I never associated it.
Like their drummer, Frank Hitter.
That's right. Yes. Well, he's certainly...
And their singer. Billy sings a lot.
Well, he certainly doesn't need to be Joe acting because he's not an actor.
No.
Joe Strummer. Who else is in this movie? Elvis Costello?
No. I like him.
Now, it's kind of a... What happens is it's an English gang, rob a bank, very bad. Oh, the girl is Courtney Love.
Mm-hmm.
Not a great actress. The guys rob a bank.
Actually, I got to say, She was pretty good in Man on the Moon.
Yes, and also the one about the guy who ran Hustler.
Yes.
Larry.
Yes.
Yeah, well, this must be before she started having lessons. It's also before she had a nose job. She had a pretty whacking big nose.
Okay, a whacking big nose.
Yes.
Coming from him.
Yes.
He looks like he's eating a carrot.
All right.
He called me up. It was a trunk call.
And anyhow, so.
I'm surprised that nose doesn't have two balls dangling from it.
So they go back. They go to a little country town in the desert.
What do you mean?
Because they robbed a bank.
Who? So
Joe Strummer.
You didn't mention that.
I did. Joe Strummer, Courtney Love.
Elvis Costello.
Who's yeah? No, he's a waiter at the desert. What's the guy that played the black guy in Pulp Fiction?
Jackson, Samuel Jackson.
He's in it.
Oh, he's good.
No, actually, it's not him. It's a lookalike.
Ving Rhames.
It's I can't believe it's not Sam Jackson.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right. It's not him. It looks like him. Okay. Same sort of look from Pulp Fiction. So they go to this desert where they're going to hide away. All right. That's where they meet Courtney Love.
Hmm.
That's the mayor where they meet the gang. Now, the gang.
Known as the gang.
The gang.
Hmm. Known as the gang.
What?
What?
The gang.
What?
The gang.
It's known as the gang. You obviously aren't familiar with the Piranha Brothers from Monty Python.
Oh, I'm sorry. I am. Of course I am. The gang.
He joined a gang known as the gang.
Is played by the Pogues.
Vince.
The Irish band, the Pogues.
Yeah, you come round. Yeah.
We've done them, haven't we?
Who?
We did the Pogues.
Nope.
I think we did.
Nope.
We should do them because... No, we have.
Nope.
I read their book and we did them.
Nope.
I'll look it up.
All right.
The So now you've seen the calibre of acting.
Calibre
of acting.
Yes. Not an actor so far, apart from Courtney Cox.
And that's barely scraping the
bottom. But it's not Courtney Cox because she's in Friends.
That's right.
Courtney Love.
Yes, that's right.
And her brother, Courtney Act.
Yes. You're thinking of Alex.
Paps?
Alex Cox.
Alex Smith.
Director. Very bad director, by the way, in this movie, you know. So... It's just, Isaac. It's so surreal. It's Isaac. Hard for me to tell you what it's about.
Isaac.
Hey?
Isaac.
You like that?
I said it.
I made it better.
By saying it.
You know, as we say in show business, there's always something or someone who can make something or someone better.
I heard something.
That's what we say in show business.
Do we?
Yes.
Who's we?
You and me.
Okay.
We're in the wonderful business of the show.
You say it.
Now, I'd like to give a call out to little Larissa and
Paul.
Shout out. Shout out.
Yeah.
To little Larissa and Paul Faulkner.
Is Paul also little?
Yes. Okay. Little Paul, sorry.
Yes.
New listeners.
Yeah.
And they wrote, "We laughed so much till we stopped." That's what they wrote on their little.
You can't teach that.
No. Comedy.
Yeah, it's some sort of writing there.
Yeah,
so, that's not writing. That's typing.
Yeah, but they enjoyed it immensely.
What did they enjoy?
They enjoyed the episode where we went back in where we found the cassette of our.
Did they?
Yeah,
I see.
Cassette.
That's interesting.
That's great.
Not one of my favorite eps. You like it?
Oh, people are raving about it. Why don't you like it?
Not fun.
Not funny. No. It's the funniest thing I've ever heard. Punjab's killing me.
Yeah, you got to get out.
Well, let's move on. Who are we talking about? Sting?
Yeah.
No, we're not.
No, we're not.
Talk about Straight to Hell.
Who?
Straight to Hell.
350 million they sold.
No, that's not. Straight to Hell.
Straight to Hell.
I've got it here somewhere.
No Turning.
I told you.
Not on a Train.
I told you all about it.
Yeah.
Straight to Hell.
Yes. They rob a bank and they go to a small country town in the middle of the desert.
Yes.
Where Elvis Costello is a waiter.
He is a waiter. And
so you think I don't listen?
No, you do listen. I'm very impressed. Straight to Hell. So I'll try and tell you about it, but it is really...
You've been trying for some time and yet you haven't said anything.
Well, it's really hard to describe.
Yes, apparently.
But if I was to give you a synopsis...
Synopses.
I would say three bank robbers and a pregnant woman tear up a desert town.
I bet Courtney loves the pregnant woman.
Yes. And by the way, the man who looks like... the guy from
Pulp Fiction. Samuel Jackson. Pulp Fiction.
His name is Cy Richardson.
Okay.
And the other guy, because there's three of them, his name is Dick Rude.
Nice name.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd expect him to be one of our listeners.
Mm.
So it got the worst reviews that you've ever seen.
Oh, I've seen bad ones.
Well, we've seen...
Taste?
No, I was going to say movies.
Oh, sorry.
Movies.
Yeah.
We've seen some bad ones. Yes. We've seen the Paul Hogan one. We've seen... what's the worst movie that we have always said?
Rumblefish.
Rumblefish. But I'm starting to think that Rumblefish is better because this one in particular is just shocking.
Hmm.
So here's the plot.
Okay.
So they go to the desert.
Dun,
dun, now they've got dun, a suitcase of money,
hmm.
which they bury.
Why? But
for some reason, because they're trying
suitcases are very unsuitable to be buried.
Why?
Because they're not meant to be buried.
They dissolve. Is that right?
Well, it depends what it's made out of, but yes.
Shark tooth.
No.
No.
It depends what you get. Like if you get those cardboard suitcases that are the atypical, you know.
Yes, that's what this was.
That's no good.
What if you got a carbonite?
Yeah, good.
That would be good?
Yeah, good.
Good to bury.
Or a ride along.
Ah, oh yeah.
You know?
Well, they, those days.
Tosca.
Yeah, well, I don't think that they would have had them in those days.
What era is this set in?
This is in the 80s, 90s?
Yeah, they had Tosca.
Did they?
Yeah, because people in World of Sport used to get Tosca.
Well, these people couldn't afford it because they're...
Actually, they actually used to get the chocolate bar Tosca.
That's right.
Similar.
Yeah. So I see where you're going.
It's gone for Tosca.
So they...
Where's Frank? It's gone for Tosca.
Yeah. What about the...
Do you remember the competitive lolly to Tosca made by a different company called Crispin?
Oh, I remember. I like them.
I actually like them better. I liked them both.
What about the Violet Crumble?
I'm not a big fan. The honeycomb was too compressed. I was a crunchy man.
you were a connoisseur if you're noticing those sort of differences.
Oh, yeah.
What about the one that just came back, Polly Waffle?
Hasn't come back yet.
Hasn't come back.
COVID has halted it somehow.
Well, there's another thing that we can all thank COVID for.
The factory has been made in Adelaide to recreate the Polly Waffle, and they have not churned out one Polly or one waffle, let alone a Polly Waffle.
They're allowed to do whatever they want over there.
They go, no. It's all stopped.
Has it?
No Polly Waffles.
I hope we're not back in COVID again.
It wouldn't hurt them to make the chocolate better on a Polly Waffle. Even in the old school Polly Waffle, the chocolate wasn't great. But I like anything with marshmallow. I think a marshmallow fan.
Do you?
Yeah. Remember the triple treat ice cream?
Yeah.
Oh.
See, I disagree. I thought it was a terrible combination.
No. Ice cream, marshmallow, chocolate. Shut your face. That's good eating.
I don't like marshmallow very much. Have you ever roasted a marshmallow on the stick?
Yes, I have.
Have you?
Threw away the marshmallow, ate the stick.
Wouldn't you have would?
Yeah.
He's sitting.
That's a meal for him.
No, it's his seat.
Oh.
Marshmallow is a pillow.
Luxury.
He's still sitting on it.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do? You don't give me a chair.
Now, every time these guys carry this money, for some reason...
Who?
These three...
Oh, we're back to the movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
They just... It spills all over the ground.
What's wrong with them?
Well, they're not trying to hide it or anything.
You know what they need? 15-cent cold bags.
They do. Because they've bigger pockets. Because they're dropping it everywhere. It's like they're trying to tell people we've got lots of money.
Why? Because it helps the plot.
I guess, because people want to kill them, obviously.
Who?
The town folk. Because there's this gang of cowboys, they control the town.
Uh-huh.
They're the rough guys, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I'm just trying to tell you, it's so weird to tell you what's going on. They have a shootout against all the gangs, and they're still trying to carry this suitcase and spilling money, and people are getting shot, but they're not dying. And at one stage, right in the middle of the movie, when you least expect it, an animated vulture comes on the screen for no reason at all. So I got to tell you, 3/4 of the way through the movie, I stopped watching it because it was just unwatchable. So what do you think about that?
Oh. I think it's very difficult to review a movie if you just blatantly give up on it.
It's really bizarre and hard for me to tell you anything about it because it just, you know, People, if anyone went and saw it, they would have seen it because of the clash.
So what I've got from you so far is they robbed a bank.
Yes.
They put the money in a suitcase.
Yes.
They kept some of it in their pockets in order to be able to drop it.
Yeah.
And the rest of it they buried in the unsuitable suitcase.
Yes.
And then Elvis Costello was the waiter.
He was a waiter.
That's all I got.
That's basically it. But we've got a lot of stuff going on in between that doesn't make any sense.
A few things happen.
I think you would want to see it just to see how bad it is, but you won't make it to the end. There's no way. There's no way.
What about the Centipede Man?
I didn't make it to the end of the Centipede either.
No, you didn't.
Or number two. Or three. It's good to be a centipede.
Mm.
I could not get to the end of any of those.
The fourth one.
I'm trying to get...
Meet the Centipede.
Yes. I'm trying to get to the get through arachnophobia, but my fear of spiders is causing me to...
Really?
Mm.
Oh, come on. How far have you got?
I watched the start.
It's the best place.
Until they saw the spider.
And then what happened?
Then I stopped.
Oh.
It was a pretty big spider that fell out of those trees.
Yeah.
But
that spider's not the star of the movie, though.
That's a smaller spider, isn't it? There's bigger.
Lots of smaller spiders that are.
But one comes big. One of them is really big.
Yes, it comes out. That going down into the hole at the start of Arachnophobia, then that big pit they go down into, yes, and the tree they find at the bottom, and yes, then smoke it and all the shit falls down.
Yes.
Shove that up your ass.
Nothing to do with it.
No, I don't want to do that. That would be my worst.
Oh, yeah, ever. I wouldn't do it either.
Horrible.
The worst way for me, the worst thing for me would be to, for a ship to submerge. And me be in the water at night.
Did you say submerge?
Yes.
Not sink.
Oh, it's sink.
Yes.
What's submerge?
It does mean go underwater.
Well, there you go.
But it doesn't imply there's anything wrong with the craft, like a submarine would submerge.
Well, if a ship submerges, you go, well, that's not right.
It depends if it's designed to submerge.
But this isn't.
But part of the ship is submerged. Submerged simply means under
that's
the water.
That's true.
Yes.
That's true.
The hull is submerged.
Ah, the hull of it.
Ah.
So
you laugh at yourself. You're a good room for you.
I am. I'm my best customer.
You pay to see you. Yes. You'd sit up the front.
Yes.
Of you.
Yeah, that would scare me. I don't like that. I don't like the dark, and I don't like being in water. I'll tell you a story.
What about dark water?
Oh, it's the worst.
What about going underwater at night?
Yeah, I can't do that.
If you were swimming, like at Hamilton Island or something, and just duck dived at night.
I could do it in a pool.
At night?
But yeah, but not in the ocean.
Why?
Because I'd be scared.
Of what?
Who knows what's under there?
Who knows what's under there?
I'll tell you a story.
Oh.
This is one of my reoccurring nightmares.
Okay.
I went with Alf Katz. You know Alf Katz?
Oh, know him.
Yeah. I went with him to a Christmas party.
It's Tony's brother. They hate each other.
That's right. No, probably not need to mention that, but yeah.
Well, they do.
Well, they do. Now, I went to this Christmas party for this guy that we were working for.
Yeah.
And we went on one of those cruises around the Yarra or whatever.
Mm.
And I was drinking light beer. Everyone else is getting drunk. So when we get back on shore, everyone's drunk. And they say to me, could you drive the boss's car? Because he's had too much to drink. And he flies off the handle.
Mm.
He goes, I can drive my own car. I'm not drunk.
Mm.
So he's getting a bit aggro. So then they say, come on, everybody. Let's get a photo.
Mm.
So we all get in. I'm not in it. We all get in a photo. Maybe I was taking it. And Elf.
This is in the movie, isn't it?
No, this is real life. And Elf hits the boss on the head as a joke.
Mm.
Stupid joke, because I wouldn't hit my boss on the head.
No.
He it's on. And so Elf runs off.
Runs off.
And the boss is chasing him. It's going to be on. So.
Why did he hit him?
Because he. Why did Elf hit him?
Yeah.
As a joke. You know, ah, come on, you silly old thing. You know, that sort of thing.
Smacked him in the head.
Yeah. Give him a snap. Snapped him.
So, did he snap him? Or he
no,
him
no. It was just a jokey sort of slap.
And the boss didn't like it.
He didn't like it. Undermining him, he thought.
And his response was to chase Elf.
And kill him if he catches
him. In a comic fashion.
It was very
with bongos playing.
Keystone Cops, yes.
Yeah.
So anyhow, so then he comes back because he can't catch Elf. Elf's a fast runner.
Oh, he's quick.
And
you wouldn't think to look at him.
No, you wouldn't. And he's angry and everyone's trying to settle him down. And he looks at me and goes, and you're no better. I said, all I was going to do was drive your car because you're too drunk, right?
Mm.
So at this stage, he slaps me across the face.
Ha!
Right? And
where is this?
This is. Let's say it's on, you know, where you go on the ferries and stuff on the banks of the Yarra. You know, near opposite Channel 7.
Opposite?
Docklands.
Oh, know. Yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
Let's assume it's
Atlantic,
there.
South Wharf.
Yeah,
all that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm assuming it's there because it was a while ago. So he slapped me across the face.
The swine.
Right? He did a swine.
I'll knock him to the
and
ground.
And I went back, right?
Huh.
And someone grabbed me and said, don't go back again. And I turned around and I was on the edge of the pier. If I'd taken one more step, I would have gone over into the water, which is my worst nightmare.
Yes.
And I could have hit something. Who knows?
So this is a dream.
This is real.
You had a recurring dream.
No, I said it's a nightmare because I think about it quite often.
Ah.
And it's very hard for me.
And what did you do then?
Then the rest of the staff grabbed me and put me in the car and drove.
Staff of what?
Staff of the piano bar where I was playing.
What was this place?
I don't really want to say because I don't want anyone to know who it is, but it was in the city.
Was it Jamie?
No, it wasn't Jamie. No, Jamie would never do that.
Jamie wouldn't do that.
He's a lovely man.
He's passive.
No, this guy's an asshole. And possibly criminal, so I don't want to say who he is. But
are you fraught?
Am I what?
Fraught.
Frightened?
Hmm.
No, I'm not frightened, but, you know, probably best not to mention.
Okay.
He might get one of his henchmen to come around and get me.
You don't. It's hard to get a good henchman these days.
Is it?
Yeah. Yes. Not as many henchmen around now.
No.
They become minions. Whole different thing.
Henchman Dominion, is that the way it goes?
Henchman Dominion.
And then?
And then sidekick.
Okay.
And then number two.
And then there's only one step.
There's only one step between there and oblivion, baby.
Yeah, I'm hip. So then what happened? We went back to the venue.
This is us talking about the movie, right?
No, this movie's long gone. We go back to the venue because...
and we'll never know what happened.
Okay.
What did happen? Quickly.
He came and apologized to me.
Yes.
But then I left. I couldn't work for him anymore.
No.
No. You can't. You can't have a guy just slapping your head around.
Yeah, can't be having that.
That's not. That's it. There you go.
All Banjo. Right.
Are you? Hit me.
Oh, I understand.
Bye-bye, Pony.
Bye-bye, Kim. It's fun.